Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to Georgia, where the political battle over the 6th district could become the most expensive House race in history. Last week, Democrat John Ossoff just missed an outright win in a special election to replace now Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price. He faces Republican Karen Handel in June 20th runoff that's drawn the money and attention of both national parties and has been called an electoral test for President Donald Trump. And John Ossoff joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Magna, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Well, obviously, there was a lot of excitement around this special election, but I want to talk about the political reality you're facing for the June runoff, because no Democrat has represented the 6th since, what, 1978? And just a couple of months ago, in the November 2016 election, Tom Price won against his Democratic opponent 62-38%. So don't you expect more Republicans to come out and vote against you in June since they realize what's at stake now?
Well, I think my campaign's strong showing demonstrated the breadth of the coalition that we're building by focusing on local economic development, unleashing Metro Atlanta's economic potential to improve standards of living and create greater economic opportunities for folks here in the area, and by focusing on shared values that unite people in the community here rather than on divisive national politics.
Mm. Point taken, but for example, I was looking at Cobb County, where you took 41.4% of the vote. That's a county where President Trump won by 15%. I mean, how do you expect to make inroads there for June?
Well, I grew up in this district, and it's never been a particularly partisan place. There are folks who want economic opportunity to increase, who want common sense leadership that's focused less on the kind of gridlock and palace intrigue that people are tired of in Washington and more on getting things done. So I'm going to stay focused on local economic development as the highest priority for the campaign.
But again, the 6th has voted Republican for its House representation since 1978. So I'm just wondering how you're going to reach out to those voters who haven't actually voted for a Democrat in a generation.
Well, I've been reaching out to voters across the political spectrum from the very beginning. And I think that that's why I was able to get 48% of the vote in a very crowded field in the first round, was by building that kind of coalition that's sick and tired of the constant R versus D drama and interested in some effective leadership that will deliver results.
Yeah. Well, I want to play a clip from your runoff opponent, Republican Karen Handel. She appeared on CNN's A New Day, and here she is.
The people of this district want a congressman that they know, that they trust. They're not interested in someone who doesn't even live in the district, someone who has a really thin resume and very lacking in experience.
So about that point about you not living in the district, I have heard you in other interviews saying that you are supporting your longtime girlfriend who's a medical student at Emory University, and that once she wraps up her studies at Emory, you're going to move back into the district. But I come back to this point about the stakes being so high. You have the entire apparatus of the Democratic Party in support of you, but you also have the entire apparatus of the Republican Party opposed to you. I mean, you could quash this criticism of you not living in the district right now if you moved back. I mean, why wait? Why not move back to the district now?
Well, what I've committed to Alicia is that while she's concluding her medical training, I'll stand by her side so that she can get to the hospital in the morning and do what she needs to do. And frankly, when I'm across the district talking to voters, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, what they're concerned about is what a representative can deliver for this district, not whether I live a mile and a half south of the district boundary. That is a much more important question than geography.
Yeah. You know, with congressional races, there is that political truism that all politics is local, but we're living in a day and age where all politics is national as well. I mean, President Donald Trump lent his voice for a robocall against you. But on the other hand, Samuel L. Jackson did a radio ad backing you. Actress Alyssa Milano and Christopher Gorham even offered to drive voters to the polls for the special election. You don't worry at all, though, that, for example, tweets like this one from National Republican Congressional Committee comms director Matt Gorman, he tweeted, "Nothing says I care about local issues more than flying in Hollywood celebrity." You don't worry that at all that that might resonate with some voters?
I don't think that folks from D.C. coming in and weighing in with typical partisan talking points is what voters here care about. What voters here care about is what will the representative deliver for the district. Metro Atlanta has virtually unlimited economic potential. We've got the busiest airport in the world. We're near a deep water port in Savannah, becoming a hub in the global economy. Dynamic entrepreneurs, growing businesses. That means that Georgia families can see higher standards of living, more affordable college, greater economic opportunity for the next generation. We can all feel the tremendous economic opportunity that this region has in the coming decades. But it's going to take some imagination. It's going to take some energy and some fresh leadership to realize that vision. I think that that and the opportunity that it presents to Georgia families is much more interesting to people here at home than what's going on in Washington. Attack ads, partisanship, negativity, and the same old nonsense.
Well, John Ossoff is the Democratic candidate running for the House seat in Georgia's 6th District. Mr. Ossoff, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure, Magna. Thank you for having me.
And NPR's reached out to Ossoff's Republican opponent, Karen Handel, and hopes to hear back.